When I returned to Naples, I avoided resuming a steady relationship with Leela. But it wasn't easy. She almost immediately tried to re-enter my life by force. Today I think that if it had been only the insult that wounded me, "You're an idiot," she had shouted on the phone when I told her about Nino, I would have soon calmed down. In reality, what mattered more was the mention of Dede and Elsa. "Think of the harm you're doing to your daughters," she had warned me, and at the moment I had paid no attention. But over time, those words acquired greater weight, and I returned to them often. Mother Bear gave Bruno a big hug and sang, "Happy birthday to you." Then she said, "Bruno, you are 6 years old today, and tomorrow, the first day of autumn, it will be your first day of school." When Bruno heard the news, he jumped up and down and rolled around in excitement. At last he was going to meet all the animals that lived in the valley and make new friends. When Bruno came back from school, he was bursting with excitement. "I learned how to give my teeth a good scrub." Wandering around the streets of Rome in early spring, one can tell exactly who's the tourist and who's the local. Yes, the tourists are the ones with the selfie sticks and maps and backpacks, but more revealingly, they are the only ones in spring attire. In April, a typical Italian is still wearing a jumper, coat and scarf, even on a warm day. This kind of preventive measure is vital if trying to avoid one of the many illnesses that you can catch in Italy, and only in Italy. A colpo d'aria, as the Italians call it, is defined as an illness caused by a sudden fluctuation in temperature.